USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. He praised the passage of the package, explaining how it will be used to help Americans.
The resources of this plan will be used to expand and speed up manufacturing and distribution of vaccines so we can get every single American vaccinated sooner than later. I believe we'll have enough by the middle of May to vaccinate. It's going to take longer to get in their arms, but that's how much vaccine we'll have.
He also said the $1,400 stimulus relief checks will be sent out later this month. Large numbers of immigrants are being reported at the Mexican border. The White House is trying to accommodate the surge. Border agents detained 100,000 migrants at the border just last month. It was the highest total in almost 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals on Friday ordered a lower court to reconsider reinstating third-degree murder charges for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The court said that District Judge Peter Cahill improperly refused prosecutors' motions to add the additional charge. Cahill dropped the third-degree murder charge in October, saying the language of the law says the crime must involve danger to more than one person. The appeals court ordered Cahill to reconsider the prosecutor's motion. Chauvin's trial for second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter is scheduled to begin on Monday. Poet Amanda Gorman says a security guard racially profiled her while she was walking home on Friday night. The 22-year-old, who recently recited a poem at President Biden's inauguration, tweeted that the guard followed her home and demanded to know where she lived because she looked, quote, suspicious. Gorman lives in Los Angeles, but she didn't specify exactly where the encounter occurred. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A mayor in Texas is speaking out about the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
Texas will lift all COVID-related restrictions for businesses and its statewide mask mandate later this week, but some are asking Governor Greg Abbott to reconsider his lifting of the mask order. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's all for lifting some of the restrictions on businesses, but tells Fox News he thinks getting rid of the mask mandate sends a mixed message on the state of the pandemic.
And I'm disappointed that the mandate's been withdrawn. Now, our governor has said that it's still important to wear masks, and I appreciate that. But by removing the mandate, I think we create an ambiguity. There are many people in the state that are hearing that as a message that masking doesn't work, it's not effective, or that we're past concern on the virus. And that ambiguity in communication is what I have the biggest issue with.
The NFL has broken another barrier. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
The league surprised Maya Chaka with a phone call this week, welcoming her as the NFL's first black female referee. She tells NBC's Today she never thought the day would come.
If you have a passion for something and if you have a drive for something, don't let it hold you back just because you think that something may give you some type of limitation. Just continue to work hard and always, always, always just follow your dreams.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.